The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com using the promo code SGPN and get yourself a 100% deposit match. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And also, finally, be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at Lock Betting X. That's at Lock Betting X. On that account, I post out my sports betting opinions. I post free play winners, including yesterday, where I posted out a one unit free play on the Philadelphia 76ers to cover against the New York Knicks in the NBA playoffs. My NBA record for one unit plays this season is 21-3. A strong NBA season to follow up another strong NFL season for lock betting. And also on that account, most significantly, I post my lock betting P&L spreadsheets. The pinned tweet is always the latest spreadsheet, but if you scroll down, you can find the rest. They're all at an easier location to find, which is the lock betting website, lockbetting.com. That's where you can find all the other spreadsheets and also where you can sign up for the service. But before you sign up for the service, I encourage you to look for the spreadsheets. Do your research, do that due diligence, and have a look at the type of bets we do, the type of sports that we bet on, the bankroll management, the members' comments, verifying the fact we have delivered 130, soon to be 131 months in a row of transparent and track profit. What that means is that for 130 months, we've won money. We haven't had a single losing month for over a decade plus 10 additional months, coming up to 11 very shortly. We've had losing days, absolutely. We've even had losing weeks, but we've never lost for that 30 to 31 day period. This is all verified by spreadsheets. If you have questions about it, the DMs are open. It's at Lock Betting X. That's at Lock Betting X if you have any questions. So moving on with this edition of Scamessa Italia, we begin the action by looking at the Saturday game at 5 p.m. between Juventus and AC Milan. Juventus looked like they were comfortable in second place for most of the season, but they are now 5 points behind AC Milan. They've been on a terrible run of form. At one stage, they looked like they were neck and neck with Inter Milan, but Inter Milan have just managed to find another gear and win the league comfortably, whilst Juventus, they've been going in reverse. They haven't even been in first gear. They've allowed AC Milan to move 5 points ahead of them. Inter Milan are now 22 points ahead of them, and Bologna in fourth position are just 2 points behind them. It was almost unthinkable that Juve would finish outside of the Champions League places. It's still unthinkable because they would need to finish sixth, because Serie A are going to get 5 Champions League places because of what they've done in Europe. And in order for Juve to miss out, they would need to drop down to sixth, and Atalanta would need to make up 10 points. And they're currently 10 points behind with a game in hand. So if they win that game, it'd be 7 points. But still, it is unthinkable. But between now and the end of the season, Juve do need to pick up a couple more wins. They are favourites to win this game against Milan. This should be a bigger game considering it's second versus third. But you would think that both of these two teams are secure, especially AC Milan, who are just now waiting for the end of the season. That last game was an embarrassment for them. We did take a winning lock in that on Inter, but the last thing Milan wanted was for Inter Milan to win the title at the San Siro in AC Milan's designated home game. Juve are the 11-10 favourites, it's 12-5 on the draw, and Milan here are the 13-5 underdogs. Difficult game to call here because Milan, they're ready for the end of the season, but this is a big bounce back spot for them. They will want to have some sort of bounce back from what is perceived as a humiliating result. Whilst Juve, they cannot buy a win and they're almost unbackable at the moment. And they're especially unbackable as a favourite against a team who are probably better than them on paper. Well, Milan are better than Juventus. The league tells you that. And I don't think home advantage really counts so much here when you are a team who have won two of your last 12 league games. Whilst AC Milan, they have a solid enough away record. They've won six of their last eight in the league. And I simply like Milan here to avoid a defeat. I cannot take Juve. I think AC Milan are a live dog. Milan have kept clean sheets in four of the last six matches against Juve in Serie A. And Juve's league form seems to be going from bad to worse on a weekly basis. Although they did qualify for the Coppa Italia final. They did make it difficult for themselves. They needed to win 3-2 on aggregate against Lazio. They came in with a 2-0 lead from the first leg. So perhaps they are concentrating on the cup form. But they will need to still, in my opinion, pick up some more points in the league between now and the end of the season. They should be safe. But ultimately, I've landed on them being unbackable as a favourite here. I'm going to take Milan to avoid a defeat. I think there's value on AC Milan to avoid that defeat at the price of 10 to 13. You're getting £177 back, a £77 profit if Milan do not lose this game. I think that's well worth doing, especially off the back of losing the Milan derby. Milan really don't have anything to play for between now and the end of the season in the league, but they will want to do something and they will want to have some sort of recovery after what was perceived as a humiliating result, losing the league on their own patch. It's also Inter's own patch, but given it was Milan's designated home game, it was mostly Milan supporters in there who had to witness Inter winning the league. And that did get very, very nasty after that. Milan are coming into this one with some suspensions because of the red cards at the end of that game. But I still don't think it'll be enough for Juve to actually beat them. Up next, we look at a game here between Lazio and Verona, where Lazio are the 4-6 minus 150 favourites. It's 3-1 on the draw. And Verona here are the 19-4 underdogs. With Italy getting five Champions League places, extra European places will open up. So Lazio are still playing for something between now and the end of the season. But I don't think there's value on them here at 4-6 minus 150. Instead, I've gone for the goals angle because over 2.5 goals is a plus money selection at 21 to 10 plus 105. And I just can't understand why, given the data. There have been at least three goals scored in three of Lazio's last four home games. And also in three of Verona's last five Serie A away matches, Lazio have been involved in, should be involved in more high scoring games. Now Igor Tudor is in charge as he continues to put his stamp on the team. Lazio have scored seven goals in their last three games, but they look more ropey at the back. Whilst Verona, they're back to scoring goals. They recently scored two in the 2-2 draw away to Atalanta. And they also faced Atalanta a few days after their famous win at Anfield and can benefit here from taking on another team who played in a draining cup fixture, which Lazio did play in against Juventus, as we mentioned earlier, in midweek. So Verona do have some sort of rest advantage here, and that should help them to score a goal or two in this game. I think if they score one goal, we should be good, because I do still expect Lazio to score a couple of goals and win this game. So a Verona contribution will be very helpful, and hopefully we get it en route to cashing the over here in this one. Before we do move on to Sunday's games, let me take this quick pause here to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. We are involved in the NBA playoff season, and Underdog Fantasy have found a way to make that a lot more interesting. Underdog is the easiest place to play fantasy sports, and playing a pick and game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on your player stats, such as rebounds, points, assists, and so much more. You can make your entries all of basketball or mix them up by mixing and matching them with your other favorite sports. You can also win up to 100 times your money, and it's a ton of fun. Underdog is available in 30 plus states, including California, Texas, and Canada. And they've also just launched Champions, their player versus player format, in Florida. So make sure you sign up with our code SGPN, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN. So we move across to Sunday's Serie A slate, and we begin with that early kickoff at 11:30 as the champions return home, even though they did win the league on this ground, against Torino. Inter are the 4-7 favourites here, 16-5 on the draw, and it's 11-2 here on Torino. This is priced up a little bit like Inter will stop playing here, like the title's won and they're going to rest, but they don't really have anything else to play for, and I don't think Inter Milan are going to do that. I think they're going to want to win and win comfortably against their in front of their own supporters, whilst Torino, they're going to come up here and set up defensively to try and stop Milan from playing. Ultimately, Inter are too good. They have too much quality on their in their team, and they will end up finding that breakthrough to make this a celebratory morning in Italy. The 11:30 a.m. kickoff. That's why I'm saying morning. Six of Torino's last seven games have actually gone under 2.5 goals, and I do feel this will be a low-scoring affair as well. Whilst Inter will want to win this game, they're not going to up the tempo where they're playing in fourth or fifth gear until, obviously, maybe the last half an hour, when they realise that the celebrations might be stifled by the fact that Torino have managed to implement this low block successfully and have kept the game at 0-0. I don't think that's actually going to be the case, but if it is, that's when I think we'll see Inter maybe bringing on the reinforcements or really pushing the pace. Otherwise, this is going to be a celebratory game, and I see Inter Milan winning it comfortably, maybe 2-0, maybe 3-0 if they're really up for it. But ultimately, I don't see anything else other than that. I think adding on the under 4.5 goals is a solid tack on here, given the fact that four of the last five meetings between these two have been Inter wins without Torino contributing towards the scoring. So I think 2-0, 3-0 will be the right way to go here with this one. Inter have won 27 of their 33 Serie A matches this season. They're going to want to finish on a high. They're going to want to celebrate in front of their own supporters, and they're going to want to put up as many points as possible. Although that isn't as motivating as getting over the line and winning the league, I think we still see an Inter performance here, especially in this one as they come home and celebrate winning the league. So I'm going to take Inter. I'm going to tack on under 4.5 goals to give us a better price. That 4-7 suddenly becomes 4-5 minus 125 by adding this on. And that's going to be our main lean here for this one. Inter Milan versus Torino, the early kickoff in Italy on Sunday morning. Up next, we're looking at a game here between Bologna and Udinese, where Bologna are the 4-6 minus 150 favourites to win it. It's 29-10 on the draw, and it's 5-1 here on Udinese. This was an easy one for me. I wanted to get with Bologna, as I do think they'll win this game as they look to secure Champions League football, a monumental achievement for this club. But I want to get away from the 4-6 minus 150, even though I do think that is a decent price. But I can get 5-6 minus 120 instead, simply by tacking on the under 4.5 goals. Now, only one Bologna game this season on their own patch has actually delivered over 4.5 goals. So I do think it is a very safe and solid add-on here for this game. And it's a good way here to take Bologna and get them at a better price than 4-6. And you're getting 5-6 minus 120 instead. In addition to that, Bologna have conceded the joint lowest number of home goals in Serie A this season, managing a whopping 11 clean sheets across their last 15 games at home in all competitions, while winning 9 of their last 12 fixtures at all venues as their away form has improved. And wins at Lazio, Atalanta and Roma have been key in getting Bologna over the line and securing Champions League football. They're not there yet, but if they can win a couple of more games, including this one, they will be. Udinese are on a 3-match winning streak, including a recent 1-0 loss at Verona. So they are not in good form here. and they face a Bologna team who have netted 2+ goals in 9 of the last 12 outings, whilst they've kept 4 clean sheets in their last 5. Everything for me here points to Bologna. We're going to take Bologna to win the game. We're going to tack on under 4.5 goals, which gives us the price of 5-6, minus 120 here for this one. Up next, we look at the game here between Atalanta and Empoli, where Atalanta here are the 4-9 favourites. It's 15-4 on the draw, and it's 13-2 here on Empoli. This is a must-win game for Atalanta if they want to keep the pressure on Roma and Bologna. Atalanta want to finish in the Champions League places. I do think they'll comfortably finish in the European places, though. But this is a difficult team, difficult game here against Empoli. Empoli have avoided defeat in 6 of their last 11 away matches, with 3 wins and 3 draws, whilst Atalanta failed to win their last 2 home Serie A fixtures. This also falls between 2 huge cup fixtures for Atalanta, who could be guilty of taking their eye off the ball. And the same could be said of Fiorentina, who actually play Atalanta in that cup game. But we'll get to Fiorentina shortly. For Atalanta, I think this is a more important game than it is for Fiorentina when they play Sassuolo. So I am going to take them here to win the game. But just like we did in the previous game, I'm going to tack on under 4.5 goals. I don't think this is going to be the type of game where Atalanta are looking to be the free scoring version of Atalanta. I think they're looking to win and get out with the point secure. They're looking to conserve their energy, looking ahead to a cup second leg. So we're going to take Atalanta with the under 4.5 goals tacked on. A slightly better price here than the last game. We get 10-11 minus 110. But I do think that's the way to tackle this one. Empoli are going to be difficult to beat, and Atalanta are looking ahead at different things, but I do think it's imperative that they win this game to keep their Champions League hopes alive. They're just 4 points behind Roma with a game in hand. They are 8 points behind Bologna with a game in hand. So they're still alive in the hunt for Champions League. But ultimately, they do drop too many points. They could be caught from Lazio, who are just 2 points behind them. So they don't want to drop points here in this one. Empoli, they don't really have anything to play for. At this point, you would think they are safe, but there is only 3 points behind between them and Udinese, who are the team who occupy the final relegation spot. They're on 28 points. So Empoli still have a little bit of work to do. But ultimately, I think this may be a step too far for them. I think this is a difficult game for them. I think Atalanta will be motivated, and I like them here to pick up the win, and we'll take Atalanta with under 4.5 goals tacked on for our selection here for this one. Up next, we move on to the game here between Napoli and Roma, where Napoli are the 10-11 favourites. It's 5-2 on the draw, and Roma here are a 14-5 underdog. It would have been unthinkable last season to take Roma, who travelled so poorly, to win at Napoli when Napoli's home ground, the Maradona Stadium, was an absolute fortress. But this season, I actually think Roma are a live dog here because their need is greater. Napoli really have no chance of qualifying for Europe via their league position. And Roma, they're still chasing Champions League football. Napoli, their season is done. This has been a terrible defence to the title. And Roma's away form has improved drastically since they swapped De Rossi for Jose Mourinho. So I think Roma are a live dog here. I definitely like them to avoid a defeat at the price of 10-11. minus 110. I also like BTTS here at exactly the same price. And I'm going to lean with that as my main selection here, just simply because the data is so strong. Roma have conceded in 80% of their away trips this season, and they could have an eye on the Europa League, and they don't really have too much defensive depth. So that could be an issue here, despite the fact that Napoli are so poor and their season is done. They still do pose some attacking threat. Their players will still be looking to score goals. Some of them want to put themselves in the shop window. Napoli have only kept 2 clean sheets at home this season, and they've definitely struggled to contain the stronger side in the league. So we're going to take BTTS. That narrowly edges out Roma on the double chance market as our main play. I do have a lot of love for both of them, though. I was really torn by what I took as my main lean here. Another reason to take Roma to avoid a defeat is based on Napoli only winning one of their home meetings of sides in the top 10 this season. That shows you how different Napoli have been this season compared to last. And the league position really does tell the story. So I'm torn between the two. I'm narrowly going to take BTTS as my main selection because of the data. Napoli have only kept two clean sheets this season at home. Roma have conceded in 80% of their away league trips. They may even rotate looking ahead to the Europa League. And the hosts have gone 14 games without a clean sheet. And six of Napoli's last seven at home have seen both teams scoring. So I'm going to take that as my main lean, narrowly ahead of Roma to avoid a defeat. And BTTS is available at the price of 10 to 11 minus 110 here for this one. The final game we cover, and we did touch on this earlier, sees Fiorentina at home to Sassuolo, where Fiorentina are a 4-6 favourites, 29-10 on the draw, and Sassuolo here are a 9-2 underdog. I think Sassuolo might be a live dog here. Now, I've been stung by Sassuolo before as they sink towards the drop after failing to win their last five games. And additionally, they do have one of the worst away records in Serie A. But this is a team who do have quality players. This is a team who can upset the top sides. And it's really last chance saloon for them to stay in Serie A. It was absolutely unthinkable at the start of the season that we could lose Sassuolo. But at the moment, it looks highly possible that we could lose not only Sassuolo, but Udinese as well. These are two of the established teams in Serie A. The big boys hate to play them, yet they are in the relegation zone. And the more fancied sides, the likes of Lecce, Cagliari, Verona, Empoli and Frosinone, they are all outside of the relegation zone. Now, Udinese and Sassuolo do both have a game in hand, but Sassuolo at the moment are 5 points away from Frosinone, and Udinese are 3 points away. So the unthinkable suddenly looks very possible. In fact, it looks plausible. But I still need to take Sassuolo here to at least avoid a defeat. Now, Fiorentina have picked up 8 home wins this season, and they can add to that with a third win in 4 meetings with Sassuolo. But I just think Sassuolo's need is absolutely desperate here. Whilst Fiorentina, they are looking ahead to a cup semi-final, whilst already failing to qualify for a final in their other cup semi-final in the Italian Cup in the midweek just gone. So this is a terrible sandwich spot for Fiorentina. Their more important game is the one coming up against Club Brugge, because in the league, they have very little to play for. Yes, they could still qualify for Europe via their league position, but that would just be the Europa Conference League. They're trying to get into the Europa League. Napoli also, I mentioned earlier, their season was done. They could also still qualify for the Europa Conference League, but I'm not sure entirely that a team like Napoli would actually want to play in the Europa Conference League, or would they just want some form of European football? Would that be something that salvages this season? I think for Fiorentina, they would want any kind of European football, but they have a real shot of getting back to the Europa Conference League final for the second year in a row. And their likely opponent is likely to be Aston Villa. And last year they lost to another English opponent when they lost to West Ham. So I think Fiorentina would be more motivated by that. If anything, they'll be distracted. And it does allow Sassuolo one last chance to beat another one of the big boys, another one of the top half teams, and give themselves a vital win and half a chance of getting out of this, because I think it would be a major shocker to see them go down. And it would be incredibly surprising to see both Udinese and Sassuolo go down. Next week, we will spend a little bit of time looking at the relegation odds. At the moment, Udinese are still plus money to go down. So despite the fact they're in the relegation zone, it's so unthinkable to the books, they're still priced up at 5-4. But all the teams who are above Udinese, they're still available at plus money. So something has to give here. Somebody has to go down. And everybody from 18th to 14th are all available at plus money. So it's an incredible thing. As for Sassuolo, they're available at 1-8 minus 800 to go down. And by contrast, you can get them at 5-1 plus 500 to stay up in Serie A this season. Before we close out the show, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about the football contest proxy. Thinking of entering the Circa Millions or Circa Survivor contest, but don't actually live in Nevada? It's no problem. It's very easy to hire a proxy to submit the picks for you each week for your chance to win those millions. Sign up in Las Vegas and then just submit your picks to your proxy. We've partnered up with the gold standard of proxies over at footballproxy.com. That's footballcontestproxy.com. Plus, if you use the promo code SGP at checkout, you'll save $50 off the proxy fees. That's right. Just go to footballcontestproxy.com. That's footballcontestproxy and the promo code SGP to get $50 off. Now, if you guys have heard the EPL show, I am not giving out locks on my podcast this week. That's because we've been on a phenomenal lock run over on the EPL show. Not so great here on Scommesse Italia, but it's not great by our standards. 20-12-2 would be good for other cappers for a lock record, but it isn't good enough here for the show. But ultimately, across the board, we've been unbelievable on our other shows. We've been 10-3 in the Europa League, although a lot of those picks were given out over on Lock Betting, exclusively to Lock Betting members. The European show is the same. That's a Lock Betting exclusive show. We've been 26-10-1. 21-8-2 in the Bundesliga. That's a free show over on Lock Betting. 21-5 in the Champions League. A lot of those picks were given out here. 11-3-1 on BetMEFC. 8-4 with our international picks. 4-1 with picks from Euro 2024. And a whopping 32-8-4 on the EPL show with Premier League picks only. That's an 80% winning record. Yet we have no engagement on social media. Nobody retweets the shows. Nobody gives likes. Nobody gives comments. And most significantly, there are no iTunes reviews. So I want to see some engagement this week. I want to see retweets. I want to see likes. I want to see follows. I want to see engagement. And if that happens, we will go back to locks next week. If you want the lock for this week, it won't necessarily be from Italy. And it won't necessarily be from the EPL. But I am going to give a one unit lock from a European football game, or it will be centered around European football. I will be giving a one unit lock to anybody who gives me a DM giving us an iTunes review for the Soccer Gambling Podcast. Now, you can DM me at SGP Soccer or at LockBangX. If you DM me an iTunes review for the Soccer Gambling Podcast, I will reply to you with a one-unit lock selection. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.